This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. حياكم الله. To our dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a quick report back بإذن الله تعالى from the IDP Malawi Imams Retreat and the IDP Zambian Imams Retreat. والحمد لله. So والحمد لله, in the month of October, the IDP hosted all of the Malawi Imams, over 100 of them now, mashallah, in Salima for a retreat Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, walhamdulillah. And the weekend after, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the imams in Zambia got together, mashallah. And the week in between, we did site visits of the various imams, walhamdulillah. And so this is a quick short overview. What was the aim and the objective behind these two retreats? Well, these two and all of the other imam retreats, the aim and objective is, number one, ta'aruf, for the imams to get to know one another, for us to get to know the imams. What's the background? Where you from? Where did you study? Why did you study? What kind of family you come from? Maybe he was an orphan, etc., etc. And then number two, to revive the hum of da'wah, to revive the zeal and the enthusiasm for da'wah, that the imam leaves the retreat and he is rejuvenated, insha'Allah, to make tajdeed of our iman, to revive our faith, walhamdulillah. For many imams, this was the first time in their lives that they ever went to a fancy resort. First time ever, an imam might be living in Zambia his entire life, subhanallah. But this was the first time he saw a crocodile, first time he saw an elephant, etc., at the wild park that we were situated at. When we were in Salima, subhanallah, we met an imam on Lake Malawi. On the other side of Lake Malawi, 2.5 hours across Lake Malawi, is Makanjira. And he is now like 40 years old. He's never crossed Lake Malawi. He's never been to Makanjira. Walhamdulillah, we took him on the trip, as we will discuss bi'iznillahi ta'ala. So there were two retreats, one in Malawi, one in Zambia, two weekends. And the week in between, we did site visits. Walhamdulillah. Who had gone on this journey? So it's myself and also Brother Munir, mashallah. Brother Munir of the National Zakah Foundation of Australia. He decided to join us, walhamdulillah, to get a sense of proper rural Africa, mashallah. Then Brother Rashid Materia from Zimbabwe also joined us, and Brother Muhammad Kader, who recently joined the Imam Development Program team here in Durban, he also came along with us for the journey, walhamdulillah. So these four individuals, I left from Durban to Johannesburg, Johannesburg to Lilongwe. Brother Munir from Melbourne, Australia, very long trip, subhanallah, Allah reward him. From Melbourne, he went to Bangkok. From Bangkok to Addis Ababa, from Addis then to Lilongwe. Very, very long trip, subhanallah, Allahu musta'an. Anyway, we landed on Thursday and went and checked into the accommodation. Brother Munir was there. He was very, very tired, subhanallah. Then we went for dinner. The owner of the lakeside lodge that we were using in Salima to host all of the imams, Brother Faraz, he invited us for dinner. And so, alhamdulillah, we had dinner with himself and his good brother. Then the next day, Friday, we were going to leave after Jumu'ah for Salima, which is around 2 hour drive, 2.5 hours drive, I think it is. But we said, let's not waste time. The morning of the Friday, we went and visited, how appropriate, Imam Mustafa Friday. Imam Mustafa Friday, Imam Hanafi, Imam Hanafi's wife, who's at this like orphanage, visited her there. Then at Salatul Jumu'ah, I think it was like the main masjid in Lilongwe, we met Mulana Arif, who runs Idaru Uloom there in Lilongwe, walhamdulillah. And after Salatul Jumu'ah, we had lunch at Brother Muhsin's house. Brother Muhsin, mashallah, Brother Muhsin has been a facilitator for us ever since we started off the IDP, I think, in Malawi, mashallah. Whenever we plan to go to Lilongwe, we just mention to Dr. Muhsin, we are coming, and he makes all the logistical arrangements, walhamdulillah. And similarly, Brother Mudathir in Blantyre, walhamdulillah, these youngsters, Allah reward them in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So, alhamdulillah, that was the Friday. Before Jumu'ah, we had lunch at Brother Muhsin's house, and then we headed off to Salima. We get to Salima, the lakeside resort. We had previously used the same venue last year when we hosted the imams, And the previous retreat, we only had 45 imams. At that time in Malawi, we had 45 IDP imams. Now, we have over 100 imams in Malawi, alhamdulillah. Imams and also muallimas. And so, we found that the imams, some of them were already there, some of them were arriving, the rooms were allocated, alhamdulillah. As we mentioned, for some imams, first time in his life, he is in a fancy resort like this. We had the welcome, we mentioned to the imams, that any fard salah, when the imam says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, if we find any imam standing up to complete his salah, he will make us happy. He will come forward, he will sing a song, he will sing a nasheed, or he will do press ups, something he will have to do. How can it be that an imam, you are late for salah? And so alhamdulillah, for both the retreats, we must say that the imams were punctual with their salawat, alhamdulillah. Just one or two times there were individuals who were a bit late, and that's why in Zambia, the one imam who was late, what did we do? We had the other imams carry him and throw him into the pool. Alhamdulillah. And so that was the Friday. Then Saturday, the 22nd of October, Salatul Fajr. And then we had the morning Fajr reminder. Then we went on a 5-kilometer walk. Then we had this like wrestling match between different imams. MashaAllah, was excellent. There was exercise in the morning. Alhamdulillah, we went for a run. Then we gave them time for them to freshen up, have their breakfast. And then the session began, alhamdulillah. We also requested the imams to break up into the different groupings, the cities and the regional groups, and they needed to work out a joint program, joint ijtima'i fikr program, that the imams of Dedza, the imams of Lilongwe, will host in the months of November, December and January. It's holiday time, and so what are you going to host? Some of them chose to host like a soccer competition between the various masajid. Some of them stated, we're going to all go together and visit a certain jail, all go together and visit a certain hospital. We're going to have a camp at our masjid, that this imam's going to bring 3 students, that imam's going to bring 5 students, and they're all going to camp at the masjid. We'll provide some food for them, etc. We'll have activities, and we will have them camping at the masjid for a day or two, alhamdulillah. Then, mashallah, it was time for lunch, and alhamdulillah, we had invited some external visitors, guests, to join us for the lunch, alhamdulillah. One was Sheikh Mu'adh Nadwi, his son, he had joined us, Sa'ad, mashallah. There was Imtiaz Abu, and a few other individuals joined us for lunch, mixed with the imams, alhamdulillah. We continued the sessions for the day. There was also the laptop distribution to the imams, mashallah. Each imam, he got his brand new laptop, alhamdulillah. Excellent. We move on to the Sunday the 23rd, after Salatul Fajr, the Fajr reminder. Then the exercise, we went on a run, the wrestling, etc. Imams got back, they readied up their bags, because Sunday, subhanAllah, how fast time flies. Sunday, we were all checking out. And by Salatul Dhuhr, everything was over. The closing session was over. And subhanAllah, one really feels emotional when one is parting. You've been there together for the past 2-3 days, etc. You have bonded. But now each one has to go their own way. Allahumusta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the closing session. And then some of the imams of Salima, they organized for certain imams to come through and do interviews. They said, you know what? We are just a few imams here in Salima, and we need to have more imams on the IDP from Salima. And so then we had about 15 to 20 imams come through, and then we did their interviews. Alhamdulillah. So the imams, they had left, but we did not leave. We remained at Lakeside Resort. Why? Because on Monday, we planned to head out to Makanjira to cross Lake Malawi. So Salima and Senga, this is on Lake Malawi, on the shore there at Lake Malawi. So we decided we want to cross Lake Malawi and visit Makanjira, where there's about 3 or 4 or 5 IDP imams. And subhanAllah, crossing Lake Malawi took us 2.5 hours to 3 hours by boat. Small boat with a small engine, but subhanAllah, we managed to cross it. Alhamdulillah, it was an experience. No doubt, it was an experience. Allahu musta'an. So 2.5 hours, we reach Makanjira. Makanjira, we did not see a single tarred road. We did not find any electricity. There's no tapped water. Allahu musta'an. Majority Muslim area, Chayid. We did the site visits of the various imams, Imam Khalid, Sheikh Muhammad Douglas, Ibrahim Zuze, the other imams, Wili, etc. We visited the main masjid of Makkah and Jeerah, walhamdulillah. We also visited the madrasas of these imams, and we did a short video at two of those madrasas. And we noticed that when we gave the kids like a lollipop or a sweet or something, they were super, super excited. I mean, there's many areas which are rural in Malawi. Makkah and Jeerah is super rural. Makkah and Jeerah is super rural, subhanAllah, right? And the kids were like super excited. So we said to the imams, you know what? How about every Friday, we make it Fun Friday. You provide a treat for the madrasa kids. You also have laptops, so make it the laptop and lollipop Friday. Show them something on the laptop, some seerah video, some cartoon, something which is beneficial, and then also give them a treat. We made a short video and we sent it around, and subhanAllah, within a day or two, somebody had come forward and said, you know what, I want to repair the masjid, I want to repair the madrasa. We said, in reality, it's fine. It's not falling down, it's fine. But what you can do, and this is the tough part, this is where people hesitate. Support the imam. No, I'd like to fix this wall. I want to buy the carpets. I want to put the fan. I want to buy the desk, etc. The more important matter, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, is to support the imam. Support the one who's going there morning, evening and night. Support the person who is there teaching the kids, etc. Support that individual. So we said, support the imam. And maybe another idea, if for example, you don't want to support the imam, then you provide $3 to $5 every Friday for these 50, 60, 70 kids for them to get a lollipop. So we make it Fun Friday. And so alhamdulillah, somebody came forward and covered for 6 months at these two madrasas. And the imams, they send us the picture on a weekly basis, mashallah. It's exciting for the kids. And this ensures consistency with regards to attendance between Monday and Thursday. Because the kid knows, if I go Monday to Thursday, Friday I'm going to get a treat, alhamdulillah. It builds a rapport between the teacher and the student. They love their teacher more now, alhamdulillah. Right? It's fun at madrasa on Fridays. Excellent. Alhamdulillah, some people might leave Islam, Allahu musta'an, for half a lollipop. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And so imams have started this. In fact, then we said to all the other IDP imams, we want it to be Fun Friday. Play a game with the kids. Some of them have been doing tug of war. Some of them have been like doing catching game and different games. They send us the videos every Friday and also providing a treat. Small treat, imam, you provide it bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. So that was the visit to Makkah and Jeerah. We had to obviously go back another 2.5-3 hours by boat. We reached Salima at around 7 p.m. So it was a full day out, then at Makkah Jeerah, and then coming back 6 hours on the boat, subhanAllah. So we stayed at Lakeside, and then Tuesday the 25th, we left early in the morning and we checked out. We headed towards Balaka Islamic Center. We met with Sheikh Capito there. He's on the IDP. He took us to visit a few of the other IDP imams or potential IDP imams in the area. We visited the Dedza Madrasa Center there, Sheikh Imran. We also visited Hussein Douglas, his masjid. MashaAllah, what a beautiful center he has. He's got beautiful trees in the yard, beautiful plants and flowers, walhamdulillah, like an oasis, mashallah, with all of these trees and plants all around it, mashallah. He's even got like a waterfall there. And we said to him, who was it, your boss who asked you? He said, no, I did this. This is my own initiative. They've seen it and they like it, but this was my own initiative, walhamdulillah. Beautiful. We love imams who make and take an initiative, mashallah. Then we visited a few other imams, and then we headed off towards Lilongwe. We reached Lilongwe. We stayed the night in Lilongwe. And mashallah, Brother Faraz, the owners of Lakeside Resort, they invited us. His father invited us for a small barbecue. And so we joined them, walhamdulillah, and we had dinner with them, mashallah. And something, subhanallah, worth mentioning. Many a times you find that people in the rural areas, imams, maybe those who are not accustomed to moving with cars and stuff like this, the idea of time is a bit warped. Jayid. So there was an imam in Balaka. We said, we will visit you. When we got to Balaka, we visited imam number one. And then we said to him, you know, we're coming to visit you now. He says, yeah, no problem. How long, Sheikh? About 10 minutes. When we check on the map, it's 80 plus kilometers. 80 plus kilometers, subhanAllah. Says, yeah, Sheikh, what do you mean? No, I'm not so far. 80 plus, with Kai, it won't be take you long. 80 plus kilometers. Allahumusta'an. Then on Wednesday, so we had spent the night in Lilongwe. And on Wednesday, we visited the site of a potential orphanage. Walhamdulillah, Sheikh Imran Dawood, he's had this focus on orphans for a long period of time. And walhamdulillah, this Ramadan, we did some fundraising. Some brothers had come forward and the money has been raised to set up an orphanage. And then Sheikh Imran will be based there and he will be looking after the orphans there. This is like on a small hill outside of Lilongwe. Beautiful place, walhamdulillah. So once that was done, then we headed towards the Zambian-Malawi border, because now we want to go to Zambia. We are done with Malawi. And so we get to the border. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, Allah reward our driver who was with us for this entire Malawian trip. And Brother Mohsin, his family, and the rest of them who covered all of the matters related to logistics. We get to the border. Alhamdulillah, Brother Muhammad from Muhammad Yusuf from Chipata in Zambia, he was waiting for us at the border, and also Sheikh Yaqub was with him. MashaAllah, they were on time. We were on time, alhamdulillah. And then we crossed the border. Myself, Brother Rashid, Muhammad from South Africa, and Munir. We were worried about Munir, Australian passport. No issues at all, alhamdulillah. Then Brother Rashid, he's got some family there in Chipata. We went there, we had a small snack. Then we got our SIM cards. We went to Darul Uloom Chipata, visited the Mashayikh there, sat there for a short while, visited it, alhamdulillah. Then we also visited Imam Yaqub at his center, Benson Piri at his center, another 3-4 imams. We visited Abraham Lungu, we visited. And so we made sure that we didn't waste our time on this day. We visited all of these imams, the site visits of these imams. Remember, every imam on the imam development program, we have to do a site visit to understand his environment, to understand the potentials, understand that why this imam here, when we ask him to do a hospital visit, street da'wah, but he doesn't. When you visit that rural area, then you understand, oh, okay, subhanallah, the closest hospital is like 25 kilometers from you. The closest street is like 10 kilometers away. Allahu musta'an, right? So it's only after a site visit do you really understand the context and the situation that the imam is in, alhamdulillah. Then we went to Crossroads. That's where we stayed the night. MashaAllah, Brother Muhammad Yusuf of Bait Africa, the organization Bait Africa, he's the one who covered our logistics in Zambia, and also his daughter prepared, MashaAllah, a fantastic meal on that Wednesday evening. Alhamdulillah, we ate at Crossroads, and so we settled in for the night. Thursday morning, we left early, and we did site visits of the imams. We are now heading towards Lusaka. Lusaka, the capital. Between Chipata and Lusaka, around eight hour drive. 8 hour drive, right? And so we got to Lusaka, and then we said, we have time, mashallah. So let us do some of the site visits. We visited some of the imams. We visited the orphanage there in Lusaka, and we visited the Da'wah Center. This is under the family of Sheikh Idris Hashim Ali. And so we met at the orphanage and at the Da'wah Center. This person's surname is like Hashim Ali. That person's surname is Idris Hashim. So we like, mashallah, you know, all of you like got the same names. And this one studied here, and that one studied in Medina, and that one studied in Ummul Qura, and this one studied in Azhar University. We say, mashallah, this is barakah. You know, they said, you want to meet our father? We said, yes, of course. They said, he studied in Azhar for like about 10 years or something. We said, we must meet him. And so we move, go around the building. We come there under tree, mashallah, this old man about 70, 80 years of age, sitting under the tree there. He's got his Mus'haf Quran, and he's got another fatwa book there of Sheikh Uthaymeen, and he's busy reading, walhamdulillah, Chahid. You can see that this man is a man of knowledge, mashallah. And then a family of barakah, look at his kids. His wife is a teacher, muallima, his other son's running the orphanage, other one's got the masjid there, other one's running Ma'had Al-Haramain, etc., other one's working at an embassy, mashallah. All of them studied either in the country or outside of the country. country, walhamdulillah. So we did the site visit of the Da'wah Center, of the orphanage, Sheikh Idris Hashim Ali at Ma'had Al-Haramain. We found some of the books, the syllabus that he had written himself for level class 1, class 2, class 3, grade 2, grade 4, etc. The Tawheed subject, the subject of Seerah, the subject of Fiqh, etc. According to the Shafi'i Madhab, etc. All of this, yeah, these books, he wrote them himself, Jayid. And then the son was saying to us that, you know, up till today, like for copies, we just photocopy it. We don't have any fancy printer. We photocopy the books, walhamdulillah, and provide to the students. So that was the Thursday. Friday morning, we went to Masjid Atiq, visited Imam Andrew Peary, and also there were a few, probably about 20 other Imam Development Program Imams who were also there, because they had come from afar and they spent the night at Masjid Atiq. And so we had a walk around at Masjid Atiq. Then we went and visited Sheikh Saidi Shamayewe, a nice, very big masjid he's got there in Lusaka, walhamdulillah. So these were all the IDP Imams that we did site visits of. And then we headed towards the Zambezi, headed towards the Shayamoya Fishing and Safari Resort, because now it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we have the retreat in Zambia. So it was around a 2 to 3 hour drive. We got there, walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, the brothers at Shayamoya and the staff, they really went out of their way to provide for us, subhanAllah. Shahid, the food was super excellent, and the staff, the setup, they went beyond the call of duty, MashaAllah. Shahid, must be mentioned, subhanAllah. Allah reward them in this world and in the hereafter, and grant them barakah in their business. And so the imams began arriving, walhamdulillah. The rooms were allocated. As we said, the main maqsad behind the retreats are what? Ta'aruf, imams getting to know one another. Because if they get to know one another, understand one another, this one's a tablighi, that one's a ikhwani, that one's a sufi, this one's a barelbi, that one's a qadiriya, that one's diobandi, etc., that one's salafi, this one's wahhabi. But when they get to know one another, when they sit with one another, when they speak to one another, when you understand where the other is coming from, etc., you understand the common personalities you have between one another, it's much easier to then cooperate when it comes to matters of da'wah. You know that this is your brother and he has your back, walhamdulillah. And so ta'aruf, ta'awun between them, walhamdulillah. Then we had the opening session, stories. Each imam, like, give a story that we will always remember you by, that story, tell us something about your life, etc. And so we went through some of that. Then everyone went to bed. Saturday the 29th, after Salatul Fajr, the Fajr reminder, we went on a walk, exercise, we did the usual wrestling, walhamdulillah. After breakfast, the sessions began, a Q&A session related to Imam Development Program. We also, at this retreat and the Malawi retreat, we invited imams that we had shortlisted for the IDP. And so they were added on from the 1st of October. Even though it was they hadn't officially started on the IDP, we invited them for the retreat. Why? So that they understand how the IDP operates. What's the minimum requirements from the imam? How does one use the Imam Development Program app? What are the forms that I'm required to fill out on a monthly basis, etc., etc.? So all of these matters were explained, walhamdulillah. Then we broke up the imams into their different geographic locations, cities, to work out and figure out what joint da'wah programs they're going to do in the months of November, December and January. There was a session workshop on madrasa education. Then we had that sheikh, that old sheikh, Sheikh Idris Hashim Ali. He joined us at the time of lunch. Also Sheikh Musa Saeed had joined. We had also invited Brother Mustaq and Brother Muhammad of I-Era, Brother Mustaq from Dola, but unfortunately he was ill. Brother Muhammad, something came up and he couldn't join us, but the other guests had come through, walhamdulillah. Then mashallah, special treat for the imams, there was a boat ride on the Zambezi, and mashallah, this was excellent. So many of the imams mentioned first time in their life he has seen an elephant, a live elephant, first time. So we had taken the boat ride, mashallah, we saw elephants, we saw crocodiles, we saw buffaloes, we saw hippos, walhamdulillah. Was excellent, mashallah. Allah reward the brothers and sisters at Shayamoya. And then we had the continuation of our sessions, the laptop distribution to the imams. We don't want you, ya imam, to be taking the laptop and sitting and watching movies. No, 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 ya doktor. The laptop is for you to facilitate da'wah. Take it to your madrasa. Let your kids watch stuff. You benefit from the laptop. Your kids understand how to use a laptop, how to use a computer, etc., etc. Well, alhamdulillah, the months of July, August, September, and October, 4 months, the Imam Development Program spent over R1 million on different courses for imams. This is besides bonus, besides stipend, just courses, computer course, gender violence course, public speaking course, counseling courses, various different courses, driver's license course, etc. More than R1 million was spent on these courses. Alhamdulillah. Then this was the Saturday the 29th, and everything ended off well. There was also the swimming session, mashallah, in the pool. The imams were playing this game like Sean, Sean, Sean. Then one guy says education, right? And then the next guy has to say supplication, and then the next guy with multiplication, and the next guy subtraction. That's how they pronounce it. And so the guy who does not find the word which ends with Sean, then he is knocked out. Was very interesting, mashallah. Jayyid, walhamdulillah. And then a few imams who did not want to go into the pool, they were thrown into the pool, mashallah. Sunday the 30th, after Salatul Fajr, the morning reminder, the walk, we had the exercise, etc. There was three or four imams that came late for Salatul Fajr. We made them stand on one leg. And then the one imam who kept quiet, when we found out, we had him thrown into the pool. Alhamdulillah, Jameel, mashallah. So that was the Sunday. We continued the sessions and we ended off by lunchtime. Alhamdulillah. Then the imams headed off in their different directions. We even had, I think, about three or four imams who came from Zimbabwe, mashallah. They attended the retreat in Zambia. They had come from Zimbabwe. Alhamdulillah. And then there were also about two of the du'at of I-Era who had also attended. Alhamdulillah. Sunday night, so this was everything over, we headed back to Lusaka. We spent the night in Lusaka, and alhamdulillah, the Bayat family, I think it was, yes, they invited us for a barbecue, for a braai. It was super excellent, alhamdulillah. Then the Monday morning, we had gone and had breakfast at this place called Gourmet, and I think it's one of the brothers from that Bayat family, he owns it, and mashallah, the food is excellent. Allah grant him khair and barakah in their business, alhamdulillah. So Monday morning we had gone there, had breakfast there, and then readied ourselves to check out, and each one headed out in their own direction. So I and Muhammad, we headed off to the airport. We flew back to Johannesburg and then to Durban. Brother Rashid left much later, and Brother Munir headed off on his long haul trip back to Melbourne. So he went from Lusaka to Addis Ababa, Addis to Bangkok. Bangkok, he had, I think, about a 19-hour wait. And then he headed off to Melbourne. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. This was a quick report back from the two retreats. The two retreats, one in Malawi, one in Zambia, and the site visits in between. Somebody might look at some of the pictures and say, oh, mashallah, you know, imams are like swimming. Ya Doktor, understand that it is of paramount importance when you get the imams together. They have a good time, alhamdulillah, but there's also the moments when tears are shed. It's also a time where an imam introspects, you know, what am I doing with my life? What more can I do? Oh, look at the idea of this imam. MashaAllah, I noticed that imam in the groups. Remember that they are on the IDP groups, for example, the Zambian group, and then the Malawians in the Malawi group, and then all of them in the IDP current group or in the IDP alumni group, in the bonus group, and it's only this time once a year that they all get together and they network with one another. Oh, mashallah, you know, this is the guy. Oh, you are Muhammad, you are this guy, you are that guy, etc. It's of paramount importance. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to grant us khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send our way more supporters, people who believe in this program, people who believe in this project, people who believe that me supporting and helping and assisting an imam means what? It means assisting and supporting a community, a full community. Alhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with that we end off. Barakallahu feekum, hayyakumullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.